Well, they sell them. Some of them. One, the smallest one is a branch.
Okay.
Next one is a peak.
Okay.
And next one is what they call the big peak.
Okay.
Next one is the river.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, like ham?
Well, that is red gravy.
Okay.
But now thickening gravy, you put fry in it first. Stir it up till it turns brown, then put your milk in it.
Mm-hmm.
Thickening gravy.
Okay.
Of course, you got to have your salt and pepper seasoned in either one of them.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Two things. When I was raised to call them lamp oil.
Okay.
But kerosene is the proper name.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
What was that now?
A long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout.
We call them pine rooters.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
I've had what they call a toe itch. I don't know why that you have that when your child, country child, is out in the dew, the frost, and everything else barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
But it will have.
Mm-hmm. What do people call homemade whiskey?
Liquor.
Okay.
Now they call it death.
And what are some names for cheap whiskey? Like Popskull or Rotgut or?
Well, now that's just slang name for liquor.
Uh-huh.
Some of them call it rot gut, and some of them call it any slang name. Started to tell you a joke about the liquor, but about it not.
Why don't you?
About the preacher.
Oh, go on and tell me.
Huh? Better not.
Well, I wish you would.
He told it up in the pulpit, and I better not
tell. Oh, well, if he told it in the pulpit, you know it's all right.
Well, he didn't know the difference.
Well, I wish you'd tell me. Okay. A child might hope to get a lot of what for Christmas?
Gifts or toys, both.
Okay. Now, this next part has to do with...
Do you smoke?
No, thank you. Go right ahead.
You buy the smoke like I am the liquor?
I used to smoke. Yeah, I guess I am. Because
I used to smoke. I don't no more.
Yeah, well, same way with me and the smoking. When the surgeon's report came out, whenever it was, 2-3 years ago, you know, and they said that it really was, the smoking really could do bad things to you, I figured I'd quit.
They told me to quit smoking my own doctor. They told me bad to stay in hospital. You know, tuberculosis hospital. Quit smoking. I told them quick I wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I got two big cavities on that lung, one on this, and they said if I didn't quit, I wouldn't be living a year. And that's been 6 years ago.
Yeah, they don't always know. This next part has to do with how words change with time. And in this section, as in the one that we were just talking about, I just want what you'd ordinarily say. Now, this is things like, if we were talking about singing a song, you might ask me, has the song been sung, say? Now, so singing would turn to sung in that kind of situation. Now, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been
bought?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday I...
Done. Whatever you...
Well, now I'm talking about the groceries again.
Well, yeah, I bought groceries yesterday.
Okay. Now, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been...
eating?
Okay. And I might answer, yes, yesterday I...
ate an apple.
Okay.
You'd call it eating an apple.
Yeah,
I'd call
I would.
It.
If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask me, have you, what, your coffee?
Drank your coffee.
And
that's another man word, drank.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I call it all.
You got a lot of, you say a lot of interesting things. I'm sure I'm glad I found you. But did I tell you it was a man at the post office?